to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that.
Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
You are the one they call president.
I am.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly. Rise to this level.
For you, if it will save lives,
it will. Starting with your own.
What I do now, I do for the sake of the people of the world. There's one man here on earth who never knew before, who is Simpson.
Yeah, it's Todd with Ampitch Radio. We're on the air. Here, transmissions from the mission. Got some friends hanging in studio. Amy Evo. And Joe and Joe from
Disturbed Carnage.
How you guys doing?
Check. Doing good. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, guys?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can't? I can't hear myself. Hello.
I could barely hear you.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, we'll get them fixed up and we can get it going next time. Amy, you want to say anything? Before we get into music, and then we'll come back and talk to the guys from, we'll get everything set up correctly so they can hear it themselves. And talk to the band about what's coming up with those guys. And I'm solo in studio today, so got some guys hanging out, and I'm going to get into music, and then we'll be back to talk with the guys from Disturbed Carnage. And I know some upcoming shows and something going on in Oakland today, so Amy can give you the details on that. She's got some stuff coming up, too. So, thank you, as always, for your listenership. Rampage Radio is here every Saturday from noon until 2. And me, Manny, or both of us are usually around, so there you go. All right, we're going to get some new thrash. Just came out this week. Canadian thrash, and then we got to talk to you guys. But,
we'll be right back.
Check one, check two. Perfect.
Pew pew.
Oh.
My mouth.
Are you talking into it?
Oh, I need
my
mouth.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear.
Ching chong.
Yep. I need my mic. All right. Shawa? Oh, Shawa's plugging in her own mic.
Wow. Oh, just because it seems like it might be a good idea.
I love that. You have to do some more adjusting.
Somebody
my mic work? Yeah.
Does my mic work?
That does sound way better.
Whoa.
Okay, which one are you? Yellow?
Oh, what are you, a Coldplay song? Alright, yeah, that was a nice set of thrash metal. Atrophy with Matter of Attitude, Assassin Resolution 588, Alistair with Ides of March. And we started off with something new from Timo, Canadian thrash that just came out this week. So yeah, we have a couple of members of Dismembered Carnage in the house. You guys want to identify yourselves and what you do in the band?
Check. Yeah, I'm Joe, vocals and bass.
Joey, guitars.
And then there's a third mic for your drummer who's not here.
Exactly, yeah.
Fucking connections in the studio. We also have DJ Curmudgeon.
Well, okay, it's taken several weeks, but well,
I'm here. I'm queer, get used to it. We also have DJ Slimy in the house.
None for me.
And of course, DJ Stairs. Welcome, everybody. This is Dive Bar Radio. Let's open with fucking this. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Hold on. Oh, yeah, we did it.
The first girl that I fell for was a fair and faithful fighter. She smoldered with a will to save the world. I did my best to help her, yet I stood shoulder to shoulder on the front lines with my visionary girl. I wish that she had cared for me, but in the end her ideologies occupied the fortress of her heart. I wrote her 15 songs, but still we had to part. And if music was the food, music, it's my substitute for love. The last girl that I loved, she was a low and lusty liar. She set my heart on fire but made me choke. Her beauty was a sight to see, but she didn't save it all for me. I found other fires by following the smoke. I wish that she had either cared for me or let me be, but she chased me from my mind and from my home. I wrote her 16 songs, but I ended up alone. And if love is really all that we need, then even all my singing is never gonna save me. Music, well, it's my substitute for love. Well, I've had many different girls inside my bed, but only one or two inside my head. These days I cuddle up to my guitar instead. But what I would give not to stumble but to really fall in love. And I could substitute my singing for the sound of someone sleeping next to me.
That's close, pal.
Hello, my friend!
Radio Valencia. FM.
And we're back. Dive Bar Radio right here on RadioValencia.fm. We got DJ Straight Willie Does. We got DJ Stairs.
Pew pew.
Pew pew. Okay, there she goes. All right, we will turn that mic up. We also have DJ Slimy over here.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, here she goes. We got DJ Curmudgeon.
I'm already loud.
Uh-huh, I know. Yeah, you really... I'm not turning you up, dog. You're good. Yeah, you're good. And of course, over here we got DJ Shawa. She's messing with some
tinkering.
She's tinkering. She's tinkering.
That's a great word.
Yes, I love a tinkerer.
Am I
you know
better
what I mean?
Now?
Yeah, no, you're good. Great. The biggest thing is just talk right into that mic. You know what I mean?
Pew pew.
If you get like here, sucks. If you get here, ooh. Look at that. You hear it? You hear the difference? Yeah, pew. Pew indeed. So let's talk about the shift. Maddie killed it. DJ
everybody,
Stairs.
Everybody killed it.
We all killed it.
Okay,
but
that's
but
not
you
what I
also,
said.
you came in at 4:30. I know.
At 4:30.
Nope.
We're not talking about that, but I know. You came in, you instantly were on the pad and paper, making sure all the APA bitch-ass motherfuckers were in the right spot at the right time, paying their dues. Of course, DJ Curmudgeon, the earliest man in the building, the hardest working man in show business.
Someone's gonna let me.
he got most of his own ice today. So proud of you.
No, you did get him.
Actually, yeah. It was leftovers, but also, yeah.
Oh.
I showed up early after getting soaked walking there. And uh-huh.
Well, whose fault was that?
Because I like to get my fat off. and like Maria was out there. And I was like,
oh,
somebody's got to let Maria in at 3:45.
Yeah, yeah.
And she knew to prep me.
Let's all give a shout out to Maria.
Oh, my God.
Can we just, dude. Like you said, one of the funniest things, which I echoed later. We need two more Marias.
Dude, straight up.
Two
Why is
more.
That funny? Like, it's true.
It's the absolute truth.
She
should be running the kitchen.
She's a hustler.
She literally was pushing herself. A fucking awesome.
Where is she? Can we get her on the radio show, please?
She is at home asleep.
Probably.
She stayed until 11:30 one night.
Yeah, yeah.
She stayed till close one night on a Saturday.
She stayed till close tonight.
No, on Saturday she said.
Oh yeah, her like ex-husband showed up.
I don't know.
Okay, let's not.
One of the cooks.
Yeah,
yes.
She's the shit. Okay.
She also, by the way, Maddie put in one of the craziest tickets I've ever seen.
Well, listen, that first of all was not my fault. Second of all, the highlight of that ticket, by the way, was the
five impossible burgers.
No, was the burger that was ordered without a patty.
And I
did clarify. I asked three separate times, and
it was very clear.
Did you get cheese?
It was very clear on the ticket.
They didn't know. There was no
cheese.
There was no cheese.
So you just wanted
bread, lettuce,
tomato, and onion sauce. Yeah, Maria came out and was like, what the fuck is this? In the most respectful way. Yeah, no, I did.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think they ate the whole thing.
I felt like punching that man in the face.
They were not vegan.
They paid $17. I'm not mad.
They also had a big-ass bill, and they tipped 10%. And listen,
this is amazing.
Doesn't matter to me. Matters to you guys.
Yeah.
And you killed yourself serving those guys. They were 40 minutes late for their... 40 minutes late for their reservation.
When we were walking, I was like, that's the guys.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I fucking knew it.
Here they are.
So
I was just
finally, yes.
Like, why?
You still ready for me,
I think,
Matt.
I think
yeah,
what
exactly.
we really need to circle back on is,
cause
why were there, and it's a miracle that other party of 10 didn't show up, because I don't know that any of us would have made it.
I think they did.
We would have been fucked.
Really?
I think that it became like a party
like maybe
of
a couple
or whatever.
Of them. Yeah.
They just trickled in together.
I think they were the other.
No, there were two. They actually, like, fully canceled on open
table. 2 hours late.
Listen, we also did have, I mean, so
Friday night, we got killed.
Yep.
Saturday night was, like, very chill, weirdly.
I almost killed somebody.
Yeah. No. Oh, the cowboy hat guy? Oh, man. Yeah.
Wait. Today? Wait,
no, last tonight. Night.
Yeah, last night.
Was it the same Saturday. Guy? Was it the
no,
same guy?
No, there was a different cowboy hat guy.
We're not going to talk about...
different cowboy hat guy.
He was banned cowboy hats.
He was... So, when he was talking to
That's
me, renting the table...
Okay.
He was renting the table, and I was like, are you okay, dog? Because he wasn't really talking, but then his girl started talking to me, and I was like, oh, she's normal. Whatever. He's whatever. Spaced out. He comes up to the bar, and Lucas, I walk over, and Lucas is just like, no. Uh-uh. Nah. It's not happening.
Okay, so he's Latino.
Did you call him a chode?
And he's standing up. I did not.
Because you keep doing that.
I know, but people like the way I do that.
That's
I
true.
Literally,
it's Lucas!
I've got four orders in my fucking head at this point. I'm making shit. And he is, like, yelling at me, fucking Trump's great. I'm from Texas.
Bro.
That's a good way to start a combo.
And I was
where does he think he is?
And I was like, hey. It's a bar, no politics or religion, dude. Thanks. And also, you're too drunk to be in here. Whatever. He's like, I just want to get fucked up. I was like, I don't give a shit.
Bro, you're already
in the wrong place.
Like, there's that black girl and the Asian chick who played a P1.
Oh, yeah. Really nice, by the way.
Really nice, that Asian chick at the fucking smoke show, dude.
I remember
them. Exactly your height.
Tiny. It's very specific.
The dudes kept yelling at me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, dude, fine. If you don't want to listen to me, like, I see Willie go this way. I take off my glasses and my apron. I'm like, go outside, buddy.
No, here
Let's
we go. Outside. Here we go. No, you know what I did? This is why I went that way, because I went to go talk to the girl he came in with.
I didn't know he was with anybody.
Because I was like, you need to get this guy out of here, because Lucas is about to. I was like, my bartender just cut him off. And when he cuts somebody off,
never
that's
even
it.
Got served.
No, of course not.
He was fucking people wobble, and
they walked in.
What was he trying to order?
They walked in. They
Trump.
Like, whatever. When I walked in, like they got a table, and the fact they got a table on a Saturday like that quickly, they should have just been grateful and ran with it. But no, he had to fuck it up. The girl was like, I'm so sorry, and she did. And I knew, I was like, this guy's not going to listen, because he was standing there looking at you. While you're telling him to get the fuck out.
He wasn't
registering.
He was yelling at me, I was a libtard queer.
Oh, like, perfect.
Yeah, dude, fucking
I mean, you are a libtard queer, like, let's be real.
Look at my titties, dude. Yeah. Fuck you. I'm trying to. I was like, you gotta go. Just get away from me.
Yeah.
And he wanted some. And I was more than happy to give it to him.
Yeah.
But, that's what she said.
By the way, we also had Taylor in the house. This is a Saturday, so Taylor's there. So
it was
a little bit like, bro, how did you let this man in?
I think Taylor and I was like, I came up to him.
We have to have a conversation with him.
Let's not blame Taylor for this man's actions.
We're not blaming him. We're just saying, I don't know if he understands what his job really entails.
It's not just like, all the hot chicks came when I was on.
Well, I mean, when you're trying to get. Listen, hold on.
He was playing pool for like an hour last night.
Hold on.
Whatever. This is not the Taylor talk shit.
No, it's not. Because, you know, when you're trying to get into a bar, you're not going to, like, reveal. You're gonna show your ID. You're gonna, like, you know,
it's the 45 seconds.
You're gonna let your girl do all the time.
Yeah.
Like, can you look sober for 45 seconds?
Sure,
it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's not even 45 seconds. It's less than that. Taylor, do be quick.
He couldn't last through one beer order, so like.
So let's not blame.
No. Taylor's the homie, obviously.
Yeah, but he literally, like, came around the side. I talked to Taylor, and Taylor's like, "Oh, I don't even know about us here for that." It's fine.
Yeah, but what we rely on, a Friday, Saturday, that when people come in, they're good to go. We don't have to ask questions.
Well, people are professionals at duping, the entry.
Shawa needs a helium break, I think. Is that?
No, I'm listening.
I just looked at you and it was like, are you nodding off right now?
No.
Okay. I mean, you can. It's fine.
I know I can.
Yeah.
I'm actually
my sweet angel.
If you did, I would take you home and tuck you in, is what I'd do. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Honestly,
you're my ride or die, shall we?
We've had a fucking weekend, kid. It's fine.
It's a long weekend.
It's been a weekend.
It's not even over yet. And shower floor. Oh, it is.
On the radio. You know how it is. On the radio. Is your iPad plugged in, by the way? Are you ready to give us some sweet, sweet shower sound
a nice
drops.
Douche pavilion.
Okay. She's just gotten past the first advertisement on her free app. All right, let's talk about the rest of the shift though, because we were getting into this off air.
I can't wait.
At one point during the shift, I was walking around.
Weirdly, this
as
is not
I do,
about you,
I was all over the place. I'm just telling you my side of the story.
Thank you. Done.
I was walking around as I do, trying to be everywhere all at once, and I look, and Maddie is on her hands and knees, wiping blood off of the floor
with gloves on. I have to.
Good for you.
Yeah, because I'm not an idiot.
But I was not aware of the situation at all. And as the MOD, I would like to know if there's blood on the floor that needs to be wiped up.
Well, why do you think I did it? Because you did have to.
I just wanted someone to come to me, but I went to him. I was like, Maddie,
well, listen, if everyone, okay, here,
this is not, you don't need to do this. I will do that.
They're actively playing a league game, and they didn't stop.
No. They were just playing while you were.
I managed her in between shots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, yes. I know who it was.
Yes,
we're not going to name names.
Yeah, no.
It's not their fault.
Three of the world's tiniest Band-Aids left. That would literally just, like, cover a pimple maybe if it was small enough.
We are a professional operation.
You just don't know where to look for the Band-Aids.
Hold on. You just went, DJ Slimy, just went through a work accident. She cut herself somehow.
Her knuckle was cut.
But she...
No.
It was a customer. A custy.
Oh, shit.
She was dripping blood. She was dripping blood around and on the table.
It was not from where you think.
Oh. Okay.
It was one of her knuckles. It was cut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Were you thinking her vagina?
I mean, I guess so.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All the time.
Let's go, okay. Shawa.
Would
all
you
right.
like to tell
she
a story
is listening.
Or not?
She is listening.
Keep going.
Okay, but Maddie,
turn off
all I want to say is please come to me when something like that happens. So I'll get on my hands and knees, okay?
If okay, here's the thing. If two owners, four guests, and like, you know, random passersby are like coming to you and being like, oh my God, there's blood everywhere. Mm. Do you know what you're going to do? You're going to
tell
fix,
me.
No, you're going to fix that situation. Okay.
I get it.
That was the priority. Do you know why? Because it was a biohazard. So, no, I'm not going to serve Bach.
No, you're right.
Great band.
You're right.
The blood
biohazard, great band. Oh, let's put that on.
And there was a lot of it, mind you.
Let's put that on
the
list,
dripping.
By the way.
Yeah,
she was.
Everywhere. Yeah. And
it was a knuckle cut.
And there was a lot of it. And so, one, I made sure, like, she
punishment?
Was fine.
That's the one, right?
Two, then I did. I got my little gloves on. I got my little sanitizer rag, which I threw out in the outside garbage can, by
good
the way.
Good for you.
And then I proceeded to sanitize afterward my entire body. And then I wore gloves for the following 3 hours.
No, you really, you
like,
went
because
into
that
the...
is that is, like, the literal best
sure.
What's
thing
up,
that could have happened. And I,
you were not going to violate any bylaws.
Crime scene cleanup, Maddie.
And you know what? Here's what I will say.
If you need to move
here's
a body, call Maddie. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, no, I don't lift things like that. But
no, I just need you to clean up after I lift it. That's all.
Anything heavier than a bucket of ice, it's
would
not
you
happening.
Saw like, a leg off if I needed you to?
We're not. This is
I'm gonna no. Say no for her. Just because
okay,
it involves lifting.
But would you wipe up the scene after I did it?
Okay. Well, no.
Oh fuck.
You're
what the
fuck?
Anyway, okay. First
thank
of all,
you.
For legal purposes, this is a joke. But like, with all this to say, this is this was still better than the time I had to clean the shit. Out
oh
of
yeah,
the
yeah, the
restroom.
Giant pile of poop.
Yeah.
In the women's bathroom. Yo, you
sorry
women.
You want to talk
really
about?
That,
you want to talk about?
You women
shouldn't
be pooping,
to the
dog.
Bar.
What the fuck?
Listen, I use that bathroom because it's nicer.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that.
Oh, actually, now it makes sense.
You motherfucker.
I'm afraid.
Is I don't get to poop that much at work.
No wonder you're so nice to me lately. That makes perfect sense.
I'm nice to you because because
she kills it.
Because no one else had to clean up the blood.
Yes.
No, I managed the blood.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's...
And then at the end, you were like, oh, you need to be running food. I'm like,
no! What I was telling you is, like, I would...
Why can't you run the food
I would rather
I finish up the blood?
No, of course I would do that, but what I was saying is, like, there's a lot of... Listen, I would rather be the one on my hands and knees wiping up the blood.
Lord, we all don't want to see that.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would rather be the one doing that.
Well,
I'd rather you just be running the food.
I wasn't going to spend 4.5 minutes.
You're the one taking the orders.
Because we don't have headsets. I can't just like find you whenever
I know,
I want.
I get it. I get it. And, but again, I'm not trying to tell you that you were doing the wrong thing. I'm trying to tell you that
he would.
I have a job here, and my job is to kind of pick up the pieces when some shit goes down.
Well, I'd already done the shit thing. I was like, what's this, you know?
The puzzle's been broken for a while.
So. Yeah, yeah. But I do appreciate the effort. I mean, I'm never going to... By the way, next door, fucking makeout room, they're like blasting fucking music right now.
As they should.
Normally, these motherfuckers are closed when we do this show.
Normally there's a bartender drunk singing.
Yeah.
When I go out to smoke. So,
okay. Yeah, yeah. But maybe there was an
event. I think somebody got dumped last night.
There's an event. Oh.
Anyway.
It must have been an event or something because tomorrow is something.
Anyway, all that needs to be said is
President's Day, where we celebrate.
Not the president we have.
Presidents?
Except for that one guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which presidents are we actually celebrating on President's Day?
I really liked Garfield.
Oh, that guy was sick, dude.
He was a piece of shit.
I have a really fun story about presidents.
Oh, I knew you were that old.
I'm not going to go deep into the weeds on this, but me and a whole group of people went to Disneyland one time. And I don't know if you guys are aware, but there's this thing called the Hall of Presidents that they have there where animatronic presidents
come out. Told me about that.
And so here's the thing. What we did, we all talked about it outside. We were like,
Is that the park where they have alcohol or the park where they do not?
Disneyland, not Disney World.
Not California Adventure.
No, we were at Disney World. Never mind. We were at Disney World.
Florida.
We did the drink around the world thing.
Orlando?
It was sick. Yes, yes. It was so fun, by the way. But Hall of Presidents, animatronic presidents, each one comes out and they're like, I made slavery legal again. And then, but what we did is we all got together. We were like, okay, we're all gonna pair off, sit in different seats around, because it's like a theater.
You actually just described James Garfield.
And what we're gonna do, yeah. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna each pick.
No, it's not.
We're gonna each. Hold on, Maddie. Let me get to the point of this. We're going to each pick a president.
Pew, pew.
And two of us will stand up and be like, yeah, that's my guy. Like, so when they announce, like, some rando dude that no one cares about, yes, let's go. And then let's all pick one president. And when that guy comes up, we'll be like, boo, to just one. And then everyone in the theater will be like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, why did they just suddenly boo Garfield? Which is a good example.
Should, though, because he actually reacted.
And by the way, it was really fucking funny. Like, we actually went through with it. It was hilarious. We called it
for
Big
you,
Diz.
For you guys.
Big, it was hilarious for us. Everybody else in there, their whole...
I'm trying to teach my kid
their whole thing
about
got
history.
Ruined. Yeah. And there was, by the way, there was also a theory that the Donald Trump animatronic was originally supposed to be a Hillary Clinton, but they already built it, and they were like, fuck, let's just put weird hair on it, and now
boobs,
it's,
I guess.
They kind of look the same. Yeah, yeah.
Pomeranian up top.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was actually one of the funniest things ever, though. Like, yeah, we called it Big Diz. It was like a whole
thing.
That's your boy? Oh, hell yeah, dude. That guy rules.
That's James Garfield.
I couldn't tell. Because I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah.
He didn't hang out.
None of us know.
You just thought he was assassinated.
Huh?
Yeah, he sure was.
Who's your favorite president?
Do you remember that?
Everybody go. Favorite president.
Do I remember that?
Favorite president.
Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Suckies.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy R.
His was cooler.
That's right.
You know.
You're not an FDR. You're a Teddy R.
I'm going way back.
Okay.
Because he was a
I like it. Yeah.
Did a speech. And got
I like the one who cross-dressed. What was his? It was that FDR? It was. There was one who was a cross-dresser.
Okay, guys.
He was also in a wheelchair, I think.
You're talking about...
I think that is FDR. Yeah. FDR. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four terms.
Dress in a chair.
He didn't get service for it because he had the polio.
Mm. Yeah.
Hold on.
I like my presidents
James
to have polio.
Garfield was only president for like.
No, I know he got murdered.
That's why he's the best?
He got murdered.
And he didn't even run.
Yeah.
He didn't want to.
Yeah.
They just selected him.
By the way, if I ever become president, I'm not going to run.
He's super progressive. Yeah. And that's why I killed him.
Okay.
I already told you who mine is.
Woodward?
Hey, Woodward.
Well, he's the one who did he was the one who put all the, like, welfare and all that shit in.
Woodward?
No, that was Woodward.
Who the fuck is Woodward?
That was Woodward.
As a president. Woodrow Wilson?
Wilson! Thank you. I almost got there.
Yeah, I mean, This is public school education, guys.
Yeah. Listen, yeah, I'm great at math. I was really good at music class. PE, fuck. Killed it, dude. I ran that mile.
I was not good. I never did. I didn't do a pull-up until I was 26.
Okay. You know, I don't think I've ever done one.
Can you do a pull-up right now?
Fuck no, I can't.
I don't want to see that.
Is there somewhere we can do a pull-up?
I'm pretty sure I can do a fucking sit-up, dude.
I run a mile every single year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I used to do a really fast mile.
I didn't really fast.
I used to be actually good at it.
What is really fast?
The other side of the fucking track.
5 minutes? Slow-mile. 5 minute mile?
What happened?
What happened? I could probably do a 5 minute mile right now. If there's a 48, I'm trying to catch.
If there's a cop behind me, I could probably do a fucking mile.
Yes.
I've never
otherwise,
seen
it
on the
past 2 minutes. That's
so Shawa's over there killing it. Shawa, favorite president. You got to chime in.
Oh, hell no.
That was fucking perfect. No, I mean, obviously, George W. Bush. That's,
I mean, William Henry Harris is also homie, the other, right? Good, the other good answer because he died 4 days in office.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Liz Truss.
Yeah.
I mean, Liz Truss. William Henry Harris, his speech was so long in his inauguration, in the fucking rain, he died from fucking the pneumonia he got.
By the way, can we all just agree that it's weird to like actually care about presidents?
Okay, I feel like as though we've spent them? A lot of time on this segment.
It is weird, right? It's not like a sports team, you know?
Isn't it weird to care about a sports team?
No.
Old white men, like.
No. You said because you're so invested in sports teams.
I fucking love the Giants so much.
Crystal, is it weird to be invested in sports teams?
No.
Fuck. See, she gets it.
If you're not.
Okay, wrestlers. That's not weird
sports
either.
Teams
that's not
weird at all. Us from yeah. Real issue.
Timeless Tony.
Orange Timely.
Mm-hmm. Right. Orange Cassidy. That's my fucking guy.
Brody King is a
I've seen
shit.
Him on the Indies. Now I see him on AEW.
What's happening
let's go.
Out there?
Yeah, let's go.
Stretchy birds.
I like how lazy he is.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
He basically spends the first half of the match just trying to put his hands in his pockets. Yeah. That's something I can get behind.
Yeah, he kicks exactly as hard as I do.
Yeah. And doing a kip up with your hands in your pockets.
I can't do that with
legendary. Hands out of my pockets. Legendary. Yeah.
Somebody give me an assistant.
I just like current favorite wrestler. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Current favorite, Brody King.
Okay. Oh, I like that answer. That's a great answer.
Who is Daddy Ask?
Brody King is also
Billy
Daddy
Gunn.
Ass Billy Gunn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's classic.
Okay, I have to share something with you then about that. I have a friend, Justin. We did a wrestling podcast together. He did an entire hour-long video about how Billy Gunn and being Daddy Ass was like the most seminal moment in basically the history of the world. Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Right now, I'm a Mox guy. I'm a Moxley guy through and through. He's just.
He's Kingston.
Yeah. Kingston? Let's go. Yeah.
He knows your fucking
I know. I like this a lot.
I
really do.
Share a bagel with him.
I can't. It's the water's better in New York.
No, New Jersey with its worst water.
Sure.
It's the best fucking bagels, dude.
Oh. Yeah. By the way, San Francisco has really good water.
Yeah, but our bagels are fucking horrible.
Don't even get me started about the bagels.
The bagels here are garbage.
But
it doesn't matter.
When I moved to Austin.
There are places in the city that have adequate bagels, and by adequate, I do mean
then you'll eat
adequate.
Them and
let's hear it. This is a hip
that's
tip.
The one.
Hip tip from DJ Stairs.
So name one good bagel in San Francisco.
Holy Bagels is good. Posh Bagels is good.
Garbage.
No, but not both of them.
No, you're right.
Not
yeah, you're
both
right.
Of them.
Yeah.
And what is going on out there?
A lot of laughter, great times.
I mean, this is what happens when you have to leave a bar.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Oh, by the way, it is 1:51. It is last call.
Oh, well,
get the fuck out, everybody. Okay. But we don't have to get the fuck out. We are here. And by the way, we should just fucking go to a break and play some Guar. That's what we should do.
Yes, you should.
Yeah. So let's fucking get to it. Let's play some Guar. Let's do that. Then we'll come back. We got a lot more to get to. We still haven't talked about the Super Bowl. We still haven't talked about.
We have to do what?
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Well, no, we're not going to talk about the actual game. We're just going to mostly talk about Bad Bunny.
We've been doing that for a week.
Yeah, I don't care anyway. I don't know if Bad Bunny
we haven't done
Cardi
it on the show.
Across the street from our bar.
So. Oh, that's true. We haven't talked about that either. Okay. All right, so we'll be right back. This is, of course, Dive Bar Radio, right here on RadioValencia.fm. Again, DJ Straight Willie Dills here with the homies. This is the Magic Crew.
right here. This is it. This is what we've been trying to get to.
Pew pew.
This whole ass time. And I don't know. I'm just very fucking hyped up about it. So let's get to this break, and then we'll come right back.
The bartenders from the hall in the heart of the Mission of San Francisco.
Come on!
Dive Bar Radio on Radio Valencia.
Suck, suck!